You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, somebody you've heard before on the podcast, I have Carrie Dorhout with Lymphedema Therapy Specialist. She is also our local area director for the Sioux Falls and surrounding area. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
When we were talking about podcast ideas, Carrie and I, she brought it to my attention that we never did get her story on. And if you've been listening long enough, you know that we like to have our area directors share their story, kind of how they got into BNI and how they ended up in that director role and maybe something they've learned being a director now. So we thought it would be a great opportunity to get that in. And as we are kind of rolling out the new year, we've had some great successes in the podcast, but those successes happened because of what we've done in the past. So we're kind of sticking with our tradition, and we'll throw in innovations because I love core values. We're doing this over Zoom today. If you can't tell, we're not face-to-face in person. So Carrie, tell us a little how you got into BNI way back when.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I put my memory cap on. So I was first invited to BNI by the chiropractor that I was renting space from, I guess, in his office. I was not employed by him, so he was in a core group at the time, so I had that core group experience, what that was like in the very beginning for me, and of course, if any of you know about a core group, there's a ton of education that happens at that time and just really getting people introduced to BNI and what they're all about, and so I got to experience that, and as a small business owner, I really very quickly saw the value in the education that I was getting. And then, as we all know, the interaction that you get with other business members and that opportunity to explain your business, talk about your business, grow your business, letting other people know, and then share that for themselves as well.
So through the core group, and I did not realize, I thought you were in a chapter before you joined the core group though, but you got all the education, you're rocking and rolling. So I remember you guys' launch. It was a great time. Now you remember. Tell me more.
That's a really exciting time being a part of a core group, and it's a lot of focus on growth. There was a lot of inviting, a lot of growth. And then just really just dived into BNI, the education pieces of it, the opportunities to do my one-to-ones, getting to know other people's businesses, and being able to support them and live out Giver's Gain. Just really pretty successfully watched that chapter grow at that time, and was really exciting to be a part of something like that, and just continued to learn. Was probably just the big thing. I just spent a lot of time learning about BNI and just continually was just impressed by the systems that were in place, the amount of history really that's in BNI, and where Dr. Ivan Meisner has brought BNI from where he started it. I don't know. So all that history and to see all that growth and development was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And how you can, you know, really take all of that and implement it into your own chapter experience.
Time goes on. And as all of you know, your first year as a chapter, it's fun. There's challenges, but it's still a lot of fun. And Carrie and another member came, had a one-to-one with Vince and I when we were up in the Sioux Falls area. And they said, well, we have this idea for some growth, right? And so we sat down and we looked at their idea. They had kind of a strategic plan and everything. But when Vince and I got in the car, we both looked at each other and we're like, did you see the passion Carrie had in this meeting? Because it wasn't, I mean, just like you said, all these things with the education, and you saw it. But you know, not everybody sees that, especially through the core group process. Even as a one-year member, they don't always catch all of that opportunity. We could see that that fire was going in your brain, and not just on the growth side, but you know, once we grow, this is what can happen, and all these awesome ideas. So as we drove back, and I don't remember if we drove back that day or not, but as we drove back, we talked about it. And about a week or so later, we reached out to Carrie and said, hey, so we saw your passion, and we were wondering if you would possibly be interested in a director role. So Carrie, tell us what went through your mind. What happened once we kind of threw that out there for you?
Well, if I remember correctly, I think during that meeting, it was just really talking about how you get other people to see the value of BNI. And for me, I think that's really easy to see the value as a, just a small business owner, and you wear all these hats as a small business owner. It's part of why I love BNI, because it allows us to spread that out with our other members a little bit. But I just, you know, all of the values, all of the code of ethics, all of the everything that BNI stands for falls very much in line with what I believe and how I run my own practice. And so it was very easy for me to be agreeable to all of BNI's own code of ethics and values. So it's probably very easy for me to be passionate about it, because when it falls in line with something that you believe, and I just think, you know, here in the Midwest, we do have very strong ethics, and probably why we're all here and suffer through this cold that we are right now. But, you know, because we're just people that believe in something deeper than ourselves. And so, yes, I do get very passionate about BNI. I very much believe in everything that BNI is built upon, the foundation, the values, the ethics. I just think it's a phenomenal organization. It's very well organized, and it's easy for me to talk about, probably because of when you have that passion, it is easier to talk about things. And I very much don't, it's very difficult for me to be fake about things and to try to support something or to talk passionately about things that I really don't deep down believe in. And so that probably is what really comes out when I do talk about BNI, because everything lines up for me.
So, and like I said, we kind of fell behind on this, but you're rounded out the 2 years as a director. We all have great stories as directors. We get to see a lot of fun stuff and sometimes challenging stuff. But what do you think is one of your bigger takeaways, seeing so many chapter members and seeing their success stories and being part of helping that process? What's kind of your one big takeaway? And we'll kind of round the podcast out with this.
Oh, gosh. So because I, you know, believe so much in what BNI stands for, I think when I connect with other members on those levels, and see their same passion about it, and then to see them not only just live that out, you know, in their membership and in their business, but in their chapter, and for them to affect their other members that way. And then just to see this domino effect of, you know, that same passion living out through other members. And when you see that just infiltrate a chapter, it's just really cool. And to walk into a chapter and see that, that is, I would probably just say, some of my best experiences when I walk into chapters and see them all just living by the values, living by the code of ethics, and just really being and living out what BNI is. It's super fun. It's just so fun.
We do like to have fun while we do these things. Well, Carrie, I will give you a huge testimonial on so many different levels, but I appreciate you creating and continuing the culture, especially in the Sioux Falls and surrounding areas. I got to be the area director for kind of that first year, the transition from joining BNI Heartland, and it amazed me. It amazed me how strong the BNI culture was up in that area. And you, like I said, you've continued that. And we appreciate everything that you do. I know I hear great things from members, and they appreciate what you do. And that's the trick to BNI. You know, we don't just have members that are on their own. We want to support them any way we can. And it's strong directors like yourself that allow that. So I appreciate your commitment. And by the way, she does a fantastic job with her personal business, a small business that she keeps referring to. And at a conference, saved my life. And I'm not exaggerating on that. It could have been an ear infection, but after like a 10-minute treatment from Carrie, it went away, and I was dancing on the floor at our gala that night. So I appreciate that in itself. But of course, Carrie is always available for one-to-ones. If you're in the area of South Dakota, let's see, the East River to be specific, you know, visit a chapter, and if Carrie is there, definitely chat with her, because she has great knowledge and some great experiences that she can share. So Carrie, I'll throw this out there. Do you have any final thoughts?
Oh gosh. Well, I would say that everybody within their own grasp has the opportunity to make BNI what they want it to be. And gosh, it's such a great opportunity. Don't miss it and make the most of it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And for our listeners, this is a reminder, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Carrie, thank you for your time today. I'm glad we got to share a little bit more about you and your story. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.